You're listening to Radio Caravan with host Scott Hayes, healthy lifestyle coach Jill Harvey, and sound engineer April Johnson.
Come on.
Okay, good morning, Laguna Beach. You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Scott Hayes, and this, of course, is Radio Caravan. Just a reminder, Radio Caravan broadcasts on Cox TV 8 p.m. Saturdays, 12 noon Sundays, 8 p.m. Saturdays, 12 noon Sundays, and tonight and tomorrow is John Batdorf, a great singer-songwriter we had in this studio about, I would say, 2 months ago. I'm with my co-host, Jim Bastian, and Jim?
Good morning.
You know where I want to go.
You're not going there.
Oh, okay.
You can go there. Go wherever you want to go.
I've heard rumors about you.
Yeah?
There's probably a lot out there. There probably are. That you are quite the dancer.
I don't know if quite is the word. I have been known to dance.
Yeah.
On occasion.
But you enjoy it, apparently?
Well, you know, if you're at a party and the music's right, you know, you go for it.
Are you a wild dancer or are you sort of like a Saturday Night Live?
What was the movie Hitch with Will Smith where he was trying to teach Kevin James, like, keep it right here?
Yeah.
Keep it right here?
You keep it right there?
Just try to keep it right there. I generally don't keep it right there.
So it's white boy dancing.
You know?
Yeah.
Some have said maybe not.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
You just have to see it.
All right. Fair enough.
You know.
Hey, we got a full house this morning, We also have Randy, Anna, and Mary out there from Newport Beach Lifestyle Magazine are here kind of listening in. I don't think they can hear us. They're having too much fun out there with whoever. So, oh, they can hear us. Okay. Hey, Miss Jill Harvey's in the room, our healthy lifestyle reporter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, all those.
All right, get them all out. Get them all out.
Yeah.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about surviving the holiday parties. And it's not just the parties, right? It's all year long. These tips can work for all year long, any party,
yeah,
right?
I love that. Yeah.
When you're out going about.
I needed this last week.
Oh,
probably didn't
God.
Know. You couldn't tell. Maybe you could.
No, we could.
Yeah, I could tell. Okay. Yeah.
In fact, I think you mentioned it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So when we go out, what we want to do, you know, there's going to be parties and food and drink. So when you get there, you have to decide you're going to rate your food from desirable to least desirable.
Okay.
Right? If it's something you can have anytime, don't have it. If the most desirable food, portion control. If it's something you look at and you're like, what the hell is that? Stay away from that. Generally a good idea.
Right.
Stay away from the what the hell is that food, right? So, but you want to really use portion control, eat on a small plate. And what I like to do is a protein shake before I go out.
Huh.
Yeah.
It fills you up.
It fills me up. So then I'm not going to be tempted and I can get there and enjoy the conversation and enjoy the social event of the party, not just the food.
I like that. You know, my dad has always had one or two beers before dinner because he thinks it fills him up before he begins to eat. Same concept. Yeah?
I don't know if that's the same, Scott, but yeah. But if you know, we'll go for it for now. But yeah, you want small little bites too. I mean, you're at a party, you're dressed up, and you don't want your cheeks stuffed with food.
Right.
And you don't want this big plate piled high with food, and you're looking, you know, kind of inappropriate and indulgent.
Right.
But you do want to indulge, and you do want to give yourself that time to enjoy the yummy foods. I mean, it is the holiday. Who wants to eat veggies at every party? Yeah, I'm getting some looks.
If they're wrapped in bacon.
Right. The wrapped in bacon ones.
Yeah.
Dates wrapped in bacon.
Well, anything.
Oh, my gosh. So definitely enjoying this festive time of year. But stay active with your family and friends. You know, get out, walk, do some things. Dance with Jim.
Yeah,
we'll dance.
Work it off.
Dance, yeah. Sip your drinks slowly. Cut them with a little soda water.
Huh?
And on that note, you know, I just would like to put this out. Remember, it is the holiday. There are checkpoints. Please don't drink and drive. And I'm thinking, doesn't Laguna Beach offer free taxi rides?
I think they probably do.
And then you have the trolley, right, Sandy? Yeah.
There's the trolley.
The trolley. Uber is always good. Uber is really fantastic. Yeah, so definitely enjoy. You know, go out there, have fun, be safe.
Well, very nice. Happy holidays, Miss Jill.
Happy holidays.
Golf clap for Miss Jill. Golf clap.
Yay.
Thank you. Hey, I forgot to mention, by the way, that Megan Jamerson. Come on over here, Miss. How are you?
Hi.
I hope everybody remembers Megan. She started this show with us a year and a half ago or so.
Yeah, it was about, I guess, 2012, 13. But, I mean, I don't even know anymore. It just feels like ages ago.
And she's a pole vaulter. She's gone how high in pole vaulting?
14.6.
Amazing athlete, by the way. Amazing athlete.
Wow.
And tell us what you've been doing the last 6 months.
I've been in New York City doing some reporting in a graduate program.
How soon till you graduate?
Oh, December 2015, so 1 year left.
Coming up.
But yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
She's an incredible reporter, by the way. She's been submitting stuff to me online and video and audio, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Very good. Golf clap for me. And Jim, do you want to give a shout out to your guest in the other room?
Oh yeah, my daughter Catherine and her friend Hannah are here. They're eighth graders at Las Flores Middle School, and they're both in the performing arts. They're in their choir, so they sing all the time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We got to get the choir in.
Yeah, they're high-fiving right now.
Yeah, they're over there.
Okay, hey, Miss Kirian Muis is in the room. Hey, of course, yeah. Up to speed with Miss Kirian.
Yep.
What's going on in the art world?
In the art world, I found a great little gem, Jamie Brooks Fine Art. The website is jamiebrooksfineart.com. His gallery is located right behind the camp in Costa Mesa. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a hidden gem. There's a lot of arts.
For those who don't know the camp, what's the cross
street? The camp in Costa Mesa is Bristol.
Okay.
Bristol and, well, this is...
probably Baker.
Yes, Bristol and Baker.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Google map visualization.
Yeah.
And he specializes in minimalistic art. And I don't know. I'm just on a minimalistic kick lately. And minimalism is a movement that started in the 1950s in New York, but really gained momentum in the late 60s. And it was kind of like a protest. It was a reductive appearance of the artwork kind of just threw all the viewers for a loop, you know, because they're so used to the sensory overload, as I mentioned before. And so Ted Larson is a local artist who is in this current exhibition.
Hmm.
And he works with found objects.
Found
objects. And mostly from... I mean, a lot of the stuff, it's not hard to describe. It evokes a sense of pleasure and emotion, but he mostly gets his objects from automobiles. So he will actually go into junkyards with a chainsaw and just like go to town and rip open these cars and pull out the parts. And he doesn't really paint on it. So everything you see is kind of the original piece. He's kind of taking it out, like almost like an archaeologist, mm-hmm. digging it up, bring it out to the world, into the sunlight, and adding wood backing and so forth.
And recreating it in an art piece.
Yes, yes. And so it's really distinctive. And a lot of the pieces had, I mean, I'm born in the late 70s, but if, you know, it just evoked that sense of the 50s and 60s and 70s. But it was just very beautiful and eclectic.
It's, wow.
Things you wouldn't normally see. Some things are soft, some things are jutting out the wall. So there's a nice contradistinction between, you know, between one piece to another, but there is a sort of flow, and it's definitely worth the look, the visit to the gallery. To the gallery.
That was Jim back there.
Bless you, Jim. And I'll blow your house down. No. And the show will be up until February, I believe.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yes.
We should get this guy on the show sometime.
Oh, absolutely. He's one of the most fascinating gallerists I've spoken to, and I get to go into the studios and have these private appointments and ask them what drives them. And he's from Ontario and has this long journey and has been in the art world for 15 years. He's also a very known seller with some very high-end clients. And one of the things, I asked him what was some advice he'd give to collectors, since a lot of people in Laguna Beach,
yeah,
you know, love art. And he said, you know, I've had people come to me and say, hey, I want to build a really stellar contemporary collection. I don't have the time to research. I don't know exactly who's who. Will you help me build a collection in my home? And so that's a special skill that he's got. And
multi-talented individual.
Absolutely.
Great B-roll if we had him on the show. We could show him at the junkyard using his saws and bringing it in and creating.
Ted Larson. But yes, that's something we'd love to do.
Yeah. What's the name of the gallery again?
It is Jamie Brooks Fine Art.
And where is it located?
It is located at 2967 Randolph Avenue, Costa Mesa, 92626.
And what's the website?
The website is jamiebrooksfineart.com.
All right. We got it all out there. Round of applause for Miss Kirian there. Nice job.
Thank you.
Okay, very quickly. I feel like we're moving quickly here. So it's just we got a lot of people in the room, and we've got an incredible guest by the name of Poet Ali, who's coming in after the break, and this guy I tracked down through TED Talk. He's got an interesting message he likes to share, and he's going to do some, he's going to do some live rap in the studio, yes?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to help him out. He asked for a little assistance, so.
All right.
Get your rap on.
A little a cappella for us?
How's your beatbox, yeah. Scott?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Don't look at me. I'm out of here.
All right. Hey, Miss. We also have Sandy Ward, our resident food stalker, in the room.
Yes.
Miss Sandy.
Happy holidays. And a shout out to the listeners. You know, they can get up any Saturday morning and have their coffee and tune in anywhere. But we've got a great following here and a great group. And we appreciate the listeners getting up early and joining us. Happy holidays to everyone. Group hug for everybody. I thought what I might do is just a little recap of 2014 and a year in the life of the food stalker. I've had the pleasure of interviewing some fantastic people, one of which was Virginia Pastrell. So I've brought these books along with me. Don't know if you've heard of Virginia Pastrell, The Power of Glamour.
Hold it up for this camera over here. Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard of this? And, you know, what is glamour? I mean, Jill, what do you think glamour is when you think of glamour?
I think, you know, glamour can be fashion, it can be hair, it can be makeup. But glamour can radiate from your soul as well. So when I think glamour, jewelry, every facet, and I think it's individual to each person, and they can just step into it and own it.
Yeah,
what do you have?
It's very
on
true.
That?
You know, it's interesting. Her take on this is that there are three essential elements to glamour. It's the promise of escape and transformation, it's grace, and it's mystery. And we all see those images of, you know, that sexy car racing down the road, and to your point, you know, a glamorous dress and things of that nature. But those are moments in time that are captured in this photograph, and they're always eluding us. There's always a mysterious element to this. So one of her fascinating stories was about a young girl by the name of Makilla de Prince. She was an orphan, and she came up against a fence and found an image of a ballerina from a magazine, and she tore it out as a young child and tucked it in her underwear and kept it for years. And fast forward, she was then adopted in the United States, in America, and started to take dance lessons, and then in 2012, became a dancer for a theater in Harlem, and it was really all due to that glamorous image that she saw. Wow. So pretty fascinating stuff here.
Really interesting.
Another person is Tess Masters, the Blender Girl. Have you heard of the Blender Girl?
Yes.
This is right up Jill's alley with healthy smoothie green drinks. And she's just a great gal, great personality. She is, these are all gluten-free, vegan recipes, nutritious smoothies, which you're familiar with. I do tequila smoothies myself.
Oh, Sandy.
But she's got a lot of great snacks and nutritional, healthy, easy, fun. Great recipe is mental for lentils. That's a winner. Apple pie in a glass. All kinds of good stuff. And by the way, these would make great Christmas gifts, too, for the people on your Christmas list. And the Salt Lick Cookbook, I had the pleasure of going to Austin, Texas. And who doesn't love barbecue? Jim, I figure you give good grill.
Yeah.
Are you good on the grill?
You know, actually, we had this discussion last night at home. My wife is actually probably a little bit better than I am.
Really?
And so she always observes and makes sure I don't burn things. But afternoon with a beer, I'm your guy. If you want a really good steak, probably her.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, these bad boys come from Driftwood in Austin. They've got a winery. It's very remote. You've had the likes of Bobby Flay, Bono from U2, Rachel Ray. You know, and my tip on this is when you go for barbecue, look for those nice, crunchy, charred pieces, and make sure your little meat has like a little bone with a nice handle so you can just kind of gnaw on the bone. But they've been around since the 1800s. You know, what's the secret to good barbecue? Certainly the sauce, the wood, the rub. But most of all, coming from this particular pitmaster, is time. Mm-hmm. You know, barbecue needs time. And last but not least, we've got Ruth Reichel. Have you heard of Ruth? New York food critic, you know, undercover, going to review restaurants. She's got a book out called Delicious, great under the Christmas tree. Really nice gift. This one is called Garlic and Sapphire. So it's been a fantastic year and just delightful to me. I met Ruth down at Chino Farms, Scott.
Yeah. Why the sapphire? I don't get that. What's garlic and sapphires?
She would dress and go undercover and wear wigs and dress like an old lady and jewelry. So it's sort of, you know, sort of like where food and fashion collide. This is her take, garlic and sapphires.
Oh, interesting.
And I like how she's still incognito with the plate in front of her face.
They didn't want anyone
Cameras
to know
getting
who
that? Cameras
she
getting
was.
That? All right.
So anyway, check out all the adventures, thefoodstalker.com. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Be safe, as Jill mentioned. Love that we have the Newport magazine here, the Newport Lifestyle magazine with us today in the house. And we look forward to lots more exciting adventures in the new year.
Very nice. Golf clap.
It's got to read.
Get on the mic.
Can you get these pants? Look at these.
I know.
Oh, I forgot to say. I have all my nutcracker pants today.
Oh.
You can't see them, but they jingle.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
There's a joke there somewhere. I know there is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nutcracker.
Censorship.
All right. Oh, here we go. All right, you're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm Scott Hayes. This is Radio Caravan. We're going to take a one-minute music break. April, what are we going to play during the break here?
I think we should play Merry Christmas, Baby. And this is our next guest coming up.
Poet Ali. Merry Christmas, Baby. And this is the G version.
Yeah.
We went through and made sure everything was cleaned up, right?
Poet Ali in
I
the
thought
house.
You said the G version, like in the key of G. I'm like, what does that matter?
All right. I thought he meant G like a boss.
Let's sing along.
All right, take us out of here.
Man.
Here go. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure to treat me nice. Yeah. Say, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. I gave you a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
Feeling so fine.
Said I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on the radio. Oh, I'm feeling mighty fine. Good music on the radio. Yeah. You know I wanna kiss you, baby, while we're under the mistletoe. Yeah. She looks so good. All I wanna do is look under the hood, like a red, white Chevy with a little bit of green. Mistletoe on the rear view, kiss me. I'm wrapped around your finger like I'm under the tree. Can't we open one gift Christmas Eve? I picked the wand so you could pick me. Cause mama over there kissing Santa by the tree, which means we're alone, which means she can't see. You carry enough to Mariah my dreams. Cause all I want for Christmas is you and a snuggie. And your lips glued to my two front teeth. Yeah, naughty. Me. Santa came down the chimney, 3:30, left all them pretty presents for you and me, oh, left all them presents for you and me, yeah. Talk, we can walk to the hop of your hips as I jingle your bells and I rock your first Noel. Why the X's are so cold? I don't want Moss, unless it's Moss or Mrs. Claus Oss. Colorado weather, I tap the Rockies in an ugly Christmas sweater. Nobody does it better than Años Feliz, known as the Lord of the Yuletiding, as the drummer with the beat to turn maids into ladies with the golden rings. Let me pull the Navi so your dad won't see.
Yeah, Ma, aren't we in the mood to be chilling nice fine wine to the right degree? Naughty girl coming out to play.
Is it better than
Poet in the Ella, Ella? Hey,
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been so good to me. I haven't had a taste this morning, but I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. Hey,
Merry Christmas, baby. This one's for you. And
you're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Scott Hayes. This is Radio Caravan. Everybody's scrambling to get their photos taken.
I know.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff goes on here in the break.
A lot of stuff goes on. I'm delighted to introduce our next guest. I mentioned earlier that I found him online at one of those TED Talks, and I was just kind of looking for guests to bring to the show. And, you know, if you go online and you look on their website, there's like dozens and dozens of speakers, right? But I kept coming back to this one individual, sort of a rapper poet, because he had a very interesting message on stage, and he had a great stage presence. And so I always go back and do a little more research on the guests before they come in. And the more I learned about our next guest, the more interested I became in having him on our show.
I found the same thing when you told me he was going to be on. I went and I looked, and I was on YouTube, and I was on all over the place. And I'm going to be interested to see what comes out of this, because there's a lot there.
There's a lot there. So let me introduce first and foremost our guest this morning is Poet Ali.
Yes, sir. Good morning, you guys. What a great introduction.
Thank was that
you.
A great
that's,
introduction?
I think that's we about the best of... I've had. Good morning.
You know, we're trying to kind of, let me back up a step. How did you come up with the name Poet Ali?
Okay.
And so, what should we ultimately call you, Mr. Ali?
No,
or Poet?
Poet's fine. Okay. Poet's fine, yeah. So it started as a lot longer name, and my go-to name growing up was this really long nickname. And then when I started doing more stuff in the industry, they're like, you got to shorten that, because it used to be a Poet Nomad Ali. And it was all one word. So when you read it, you didn't even know what language it was in, because everyone just kind of blended the letters together. So ultimately that just got shortened to Poet, which has been my nickname for a long time.
Yeah.
And Ali, which is also my name.
And so
where'd you grow up?
Well, we moved around a lot. I was born in Iran.
Okay.
But we moved to San Diego area and then to Mission Viejo.
Okay,
and
that's
right. And I spent some
time
here. Was Diablo.
I was too.
High school. Yeah, no kidding.
Go Diablo.
Yeah, that's right. Baby, yeah, Diablo for life.
Bonding, bonding.
And then I moved to Los Angeles, and then I moved out of the country. I lived in Madrid for a while, and then it's been kind of on the road since then. Now I'm in Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back to the TED Talk for a moment. You know, one of the sort of titles of one of the speeches or lectures that you give, it was called Make a Wish for Beauty. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, Make a Wish, yeah.
And the other one was called The Most Important Language You Will Ever Learn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are those two separate messages, each of those? And can you sort of define what you do on stage and what message you're trying to convey?
Sure, sure. Ultimately, I think the clearest, representation of what I'm trying to convey is in that TED Talk that you saw, which is titled The Most Important Language You Will Ever Learn. And the listeners can kind of find it, and I'd want them to kind of experience the surprise of it all the same way you did. But it's really just about unity, bringing people together, connecting with people, and finding points to relate on as opposed to points to create a differential between you and someone else.
What's it take to prepare for that talk?
It takes focus for what you want to say, you know, because I do a lot of things. I have my hand in a lot of things, but ultimately, that speech or that talk became about, if you have an opportunity to tell the world something or share something from your heart, how can you convey that in the most exciting way, in a way where people will tune in, but they'll also take away something from it. So that was the goal, ultimately.
You had to obviously sort of write your lecture.
Correct.
You had to do the multimedia in the background.
Correct.
You had to sort of hone your presentation skills.
Yes, sir.
How long did it take you to prepare for that?
I'm embarrassed to say. Well, I speak a lot on the road, so I was in between touring. I was, you know, at home writing and kind of staying up and, you know, turned my room into a little mini presentation hall. And, you know, the prep was really funny, you know, because sometimes I'd light candles and pretend I'm talking to an audience and no one's in the room. My roommate would come and say, what's going on in here, man? So
a little alone time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you were happy with the ultimate outcome?
I was really, really excited about it. And it takes a lot for me to say that. The in that theater was magic. Mm-hmm. It was just, and some of that I think transferred to the video that you saw.
How would you describe then, outside of the TED lectures that we've witnessed online, and anybody can go out online and kind of track them down, yes? How would you describe your act? Is it an act? Is it a...
I mean, yeah, my shows or my act, I would guess, would be music and motivation.
Okay.
And sometimes there's more one and sometimes there's more the other. If I'm not doing a full-out concert where it's all music... then I'm speaking on the road. If I'm not speaking on the road, and sometimes it's a blend of the two. So,
okay.
So music and motivation would be probably the clearest distinction.
How would you describe your music?
My music, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I write for a lot of artists. My own personal music, I would say, is hip-hop poetry, you know, with a bit of soul, a bit of R&B in there. Yeah.
And then how would you describe the lectures you go out and give? What is sort of the purpose of the lectures you go out and give?
It's twofold. If I'm speaking for, someone that's booked Poet Ali, it's kind of what we talked about. But I also speak for an organization called Rachel's Challenge. And Rachel's Challenge is an assembly program that was founded by the family of Rachel Scott. And Rachel Scott was the first person killed in the Columbine shooting, if you guys remember the tragedy that happened.
Of course, yeah.
And the talks that we give, the presentations that we give are built around her life and her legacy. After she died, they found an essay that she wrote. And this essay said, I have this theory that if one person can go out of their way to show compassion, then it will start a chain reaction of the same. So we go into schools and companies and high schools and middle schools and all over the United States. And I'm just honored and really lucky to speak for them.
What attracted to you to this particular cause? You could have been attracted to a lot of causes. Why this particular one? And where were you when the Columbine shooting occurred?
I was at Mission Viejo High School. Yeah, I was at Mission Viejo High School, and it was April 20th, 1999, when the shooting took place, and it was kind of a dividing point in education for all of America. You know, everyone remembers that day and schools and what happens in schools and safety became just a different situation there. And I guess what attracted me to Rachel's message and the message of Rachel's Challenge was that there are universal truths that everyone can relate to. Doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter what your beliefs are, doesn't matter who you are. This idea of kindness and starting a chain reaction is something that we can all benefit from.
So, Poet, one of the things I saw about you is your background, your ancestry, your culture as an Iranian American.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit, because as I saw some of the things you said, you've got a really strong view of who you are and what your place in your community is and what that community's place is in America.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I mean, probably a whole show could be dedicated to that, because there's... When I started doing music and arts, there wasn't a whole lot of hip-hop artists that were Iranian-American. I'm sure you're familiar with the road or the expectations and things like that. My family's always been extremely creative, extremely supportive. Music and art has been a huge part of our life. And so there's a lot of duality to my place in and not so much in the community. And because I always describe myself as an artist that happens to be Persian. I'm not a Persian artist because my music is not really in Farsi I grew up, as an Iranian American. So that's the music I do. So it's kind of an interesting thing.
I saw you had some comments about the Bravo show.
Oh yeah, the Shaw of the Sunset.
Shaw of the Sunset.
Yeah, so that was received with also some duality. So
right.
I got a lot of comments on there. If you want to laugh or see
one of the things is that there's these stereotypes about Iranians and especially Iranian Americans, first generation or people who immigrated here, very professionally, doctors and lawyers and accountants and successful people. But there's this whole idea that it's motivated by money. And Poet has a different thought on what.
What's
his people really,
people?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that ties into one of the songs that we're going to perform here, that OCD, Orange County Disorder, which kind of goes back to that money thing. It's funny. We're going to have some fun.
You're trilingual. You speak three different languages, Farsi, English, and...
Spanish.
Spanish, and do you actually perform in different languages or just in English?
All three of them.
All three of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you write songs in all three of them
as well?
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. And then you mentioned the Chain Reaction series of concerts, and I know there was sort of a series of concerts in Bermuda.
Yeah.
Can you speak briefly to
that? Yeah, absolutely. So shout out to my Bermuda fam if you're listening out there. I had I just got back from a tour in Bermuda. It was a week-long concert where they had me perform at all the public schools on the island, both middle school and high school. and the kids, the students, they were on fire. They were out of control.
Have you seen this footage?
Yeah, I have.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Turned up. I mean, they're losing their mind out there. I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
It was just,
they're all in their uniforms, dark skin, and here he is doing this thing.
It was amazing. Cool. It was amazing, amazing week, amazing show. And that was the second time I was out there. The first time I was out there, you know, we had the same thing, a week of shows. But when they brought me back, I knew I had to turn up because they already knew what to expect.
What was the purpose of the show?
The purpose of the show was tied in to they have a team out there, Chain Reaction, which is also built off the Rachel's Challenge program. They have a great relationship with them. And once a month, they'll bring in celebrities or entertainers or musicians to inspire the kids. And every month they have either an assembly or a concert, something to get them fired up that ties back into the core of those values and those messages, but also kind of ties into what is the things that this person is advocating. For me, it was kind of believing in yourself and your dreams and not worrying about, you know, what the naysayers and worrying about being ridiculed or failure. You know, you just get back up. And that was really important for a lot of those kids to hear.
And do you feel like hip-hop or rap sort of is a great platform to reach out to the younger generation?
I do. Yeah. I do. Because I think it's you know, if not the most, one of the most universal, you know, languages out there. It's not just something that's big in, you know, the big urban cities now. It's a global phenomenon. It brings a lot of people together.
Let's do this. April, I want to take a short 1 minute musical break, come back, ask a few more questions of Poet, and then allow him to perform live in the studio. What song would you like us to play over the commercial here?
I guess since we let's go into the OCD, Orange County. Just over the commercial.
Yeah,
over the commercial. How about the?
Did you want to lead? Did you want? We can wrap this a little bit. I'm a rapper. Did you want to lead into the commercial with the OCD live? Is that how you wanted to handle it?
No, because that's just an instrumental.
Great.
So
okay.
From that, let's just go dollar for dollar. That's the song we performed in Bermuda.
You're listening to KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Poet Ali.
Tune in your radios right now.
Dollar, we used to have pounds, shillings, and pence, and we changed that dollar for dollar.
Got that new city, baby. Dollar for dollar.
My brother's looking proper.
Yeah, walk it out.
Swizzling.
Swag around.
Ooh. Ready for pop of my crew.
Be like piranhas and they wanna highlight a shorty with a body like a model and bottom like a bottle.
Oh, hell, mommy, big papa got a wallet of pasta. Big bucks, Johnny bread, headed to Waterlot. I gotcha.
No worry about that.
And she a goddess, so I gotcha. Settle down in Tucker's Town, up the country, down the road.
Oh, yeah,
sunrise.
Yeah, yeah.
She cooking up codfish and potatoes.
She like my global persona. She like,
you can have whatever you like.
Like her drinks,
dark and stormy.
Bubba,
I like my drinks like I like my women.
Bowing for me,
drink up, eat a mana.
No one want the drama.
We run it back tomorrow.
Southside,
hasta mañana.
You are trying to pay wherever you are. From the east to the west, throw your hands by the star. Make them know how your feet. Show it, come from the heart. Come from the heart. Come from the heart. She said it's getting hot in here. She from the island of Indonesia. Summertime is here, baby.
Sunsets, juice by my headrest. Young cat rapping, that was out from the east side to the near west. So flowing, yeah, yeah, got a house down by the ocean. Ginseng in my hand, laying my head back. Now we in motion, by your turn, talk, you gon' tear it down. On me, did that takeover. Catch us round the way, now we don't play. Got no time to pause, kick classic if you didn't know. Find a place with a paper glow. 21 square miles, we'll take a picture, but dust it ain't just for show. Straw hats with an ocean view. Summer nights next to the barbecue. Front street, then Queen Street, then Court Street, so it's out to chew. Tall heels and high tops, plus short shorts. And long sides, we kicking it with the realest crew. Hands up, you know what to do. Dollar for dollar, know the currency is sweet. Take a trip out to Atlanta and back, yeah, they did no week. From the island and the people to a lot to catch some G's. If you ain't been here, you can't leave. This the place you wanna be.
You are trying to pay wherever you are. From the east to the west, throw your hands by the star.
dollar is. Check that out. True thing, feel alright, I say it.
Dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar.
Rolling.
All right.
About to turn up.
I'm out of breath.
Scott's always running around.
Running around.
93.5.
Go for it.
KXFM, Laguna's only FM, 93.5.
Woo!
There we go.
This is okay.
Jim.
Hey. I'm Scott Hayes. That was Jim Bastian. And, of course, we have in the studio Poet Ali.
Yes.
Poet, you and I were chatting about sort of what your performance here will be. Talk to us about the song you're about to perform live in our studio.
Get ready, Orange County.
This is a controversial piece. So I was asked to write a song for placement when at the height of those reality shows, you know, when they were all out. And I wrote this song, and I send it in, and there was a big uproar about it, which was a good thing. People really liked it. But they were afraid to place it. So it's still kind of in rotation, trying to get placed right now. So this may help with that. This may help. You guys are taking a chance. They, you know, others were afraid of it. It's not crazy. It's fun. It's all in good fun. It's kind of just facing some of the things we talked about in terms of some of the stereotypes that were out there, and just a real, real funny song called OCD, stands for Orange County Disorder.
Poet Ali.
So they won't be able to hear, but they'll be able to hear the beat too. Alright. Here we go. It goes like this. She got OCD.
Like, oh, yeah.
She like that ocean breeze. Like, duh. She love Laguna Beach. Yeah, and she the Snapchat queen of the world. Yo, she got OCD, Orange County disorder. Her mom's got it too. In fact, she gave it to her daughter. She don't eat carbs and the breasts are fake. And she a fake blonde, no you're not from LA. Claiming that she is to be all mystic, man. The only thing mystic about her is that mystic tan. I know this girl, she about 16. And nothing sweet about her except that Humvee that her daddy bought her. Now he like dumb me, cause she crashed it, cashed it in and bought an M3. Her boyfriend drive a truck and he spikes his hair. And he walks with a stick up his and drinks beer. He like the UFC and he lives in the gym. He got OCD, but don't tell him. He wears tighter pants than his girlfriend does. When he have a few drinks, he like, dude, I'm buzzed. She got OCD, like, she like that ocean breeze, like, duh. She love Laguna Beach, yeah. And she the Snapchat queen of the world. Yo, he like the UFC.
Bro, right on.
He ride his bike to the bars.
Dude, it's on.
He wears tight jeans.
The designer, bro.
And he the, yeah. Yo, she like emo rock and bad hip hop. And she the Snapchat queen of the world. She love to say the N-word in every song. She might be racist and she might be, Red Bull or vodka, might be Coke and rum. Might be apple martini, might be two-piece bikini or slim cigarettes. A glass of wine spark your interest. Her perfect guy, kinda rich. She young and they just wanna have fun. Her favorite song, Snoop Dogg, ain't no fun. Ain't no one raining on her queendom. She got OCD, like, she like OCD.
Like, duh.
She like that ocean breeze.
Yeah.
She like that ocean breeze.
Like,
And she the Snapchat queen of the world.
Oh, yeah.
He like the UFC.
Bro, right on.
He ride his bike to the bars.
Dude, it's on.
He wears tight jeans.
They're designer, bro.
And he the Snapchat king of the world. Yo, look, I probably got a little bit of OCD on the radio, rapping like the next Jay-Z. But if you see me in the streets, don't be mad at me. If you do, you probably got OCD.
Woo! Round of applause. Hey, that's Poet Ali and Jim Bastian.
Don't be mad, Laguna. Don't be mad, okay? It's all in good fun.
They're taking it on the road. They're touring. They'll be showing up first of the year. Jim, where did that come from?
OC, baby.
Did you know the song?
Straight out of MV. No, I just heard it.
Are you making that stuff up as we go along?
I know. It's right. He gave me the lyrics, and I,
that's,
you know,
beautiful.
I thought that was quite talented.
Part of that
dance. Jim does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what he does.
You know, how do you remember all of those lyrics in a song like that?
You don't always. Oh. You don't, but that's where freestyling comes in.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I love the body language and the dancing and all that sort of stuff and the personality that comes out in a song like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you take a lot of different voices, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, great job on that. I thought that was
really well
done.
Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you a couple more questions and we're going to get some more of your music if that's okay.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, what's Teach Dance and DJ for Families?
Oh, that's just my connection kind of with the Orange County community.
Okay.
I've done a lot of work in the area. One of them is I grew up dancing, so I've taught at several dance studios in the area. And I'll hold workshops with my relationship with these studios in the area. Shout out to all the dance studios I've taught out.
Yeah.
And, you know, if anyone wants their kids in hip-hop, there's some great studios, you know, that you can take at. And Center Stage Dance is one of the studios I taught at, and they're in Rancho Santa Margarita. And so I know it's a little far, but keep up with me about that. And my family business is a DJ business. That's where a lot of the music comes from. And I still DJ regularly. I just DJed an event last night in Rancho Santa Margarita. And so if anyone, you know, needs a DJ, just you guys will have all my information from Scott and Jim's show.
Yeah, we'll put the information out toward the end of the show.
Sounds great.
I want to get back a little bit to some of the lectures and the touring you do, like for Chain Reaction and so forth and so on. One of the messages you tend to share in your talks is this story, this idea of feeling empowered with your own story. Can you define what that means exactly? And then here's going to be the follow-up. What was your own story that made you feel empowered?
Yeah, so to answer the first part of that question, I think a lot of times what happens to us, as difficult as it is, as hard as it is, as tragic as it is, we sometimes can process that from a place of embarrassment or a place of shame or a place of being defeated by it, whereas ultimately, if we find a way to kind of get past that without taking it out of our story, you know, it's created the resilience that we have. It's created who we are, and if we can own that, you know, whatever those triumphs or failures are, I think ultimately, you know, that's going to lead to an ability to access some of your greatest gifts that you have to give to the world.
So can you give us a personal example of that? Is that possible?
Sure. When I started emceeing, or when I started writing, when I started rapping, hip-hop wasn't as global as it was. And so, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of kids that were non-black or non-Latino doing this. And it was very easy to get defeated, very easy to be, you know what I mean? Now, of course, you know, Eminem kind of, you know, opened that door, and it's just hip-hop is just such a universal thing. It's not even a question. It doesn't even matter. Some place you go, it still is, you know, but you know, part of that is when you start doing something and people from all sides look at you and say, you know, why are you doing this? Or that's not what you're supposed to be doing, or that's not for you. If you don't have a real strong sense of self, you can get deterred by those things.
Who are some of your influences in the hip-hop community? Who are some of the pioneers?
Oh, God, that's hard.
Well, I noticed in a lot of your music, you tend to go towards the weightier, meatier, frivolous.
Yeah, one of my favorite you know, groups, I don't know if it's a group that everyone has heard of, it's called Gangstar, and, mm-hmm. and the artist, the MC in that, the rapper's name is Guru, and his stuff is very, very heavy, very poetic, and I love his style. But as a producer, you learn to listen to everything. You know, like I can take something from Snoop, take something from Ludacris, take something from 50, take something from whoever it is. J. Cole just came out with the album. It's really, really hot right now.
So how do you balance the message with the commercialism aspect? I mean, you got to make some money, but you want to make sure that
That's a million-dollar question, baby. Right there. That's the million-dollar question. How do you not sell out in this game? So ultimately, I think you have a line of integrity, and you can only decide how far you're willing to go. And a lot of people have voices in there. You know, I work with young people, and sometimes I'll write stuff in the studio where I'm like, man, is this really promoting or advocating the things that I want them to be about? But it's twofold, because I think as an artist, your greatest responsibility is to your own truth, first and foremost. If not, everything you're writing or everything that comes out is not going to be real. So as ugly or as harsh or as foul or grimy or whatever that truth is, that's your first responsibility to your own truth as an artist. Then from there, you can go back and decide, do I really want to put this on? I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that you would imagine that the more commercial success you have, the bigger your platform, which means your message can get out further.
Right.
So you have to maybe use it as a means to an end.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've thought about that on many days, Jim. Let me tell you, I've been in
Well, I look at it as artists who cling to this notion of just their integrity at all cost. I think they might be missing something
because there are artists
out there that once they get a bigger platform, you realize that they're people of substance.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I'm going to play devil's advocate on that just for a second, because this is a great, great conversation for any artist to have. Is a lot of times we know how fickle not only the media, but a first perception can be. And so if your first perception is way out in right field, and then you try to come with something conscious or relevant, they'll be like, was this the same guy that was talking about,
right,
you know, in the club, half naked?
Yeah, a little
with
schizophrenia, yeah, in the message.
So that's where I go back to that line, where if you can do it in a clever way and still, for me at least, but I see what you're saying. I feel like a lot of artists have taken that role. Get in there by any means, blow up, have a stage, have a platform, and then do what you got to do, you know?
Right, right.
Hey, talk to me about the T-shirt you're wearing. I see Muhammad Ali here.
Yeah, so I have a really close...
Can you stand up, let the camera catch that shirt real quickly? And you're going to have to talk on the mic, and he's showing us his shirt, and it says, my swag makes... What's it say down there, Poets?
Makes you crazy.
Makes you crazy, yeah. And a picture of a younger... It looks like Cassius Clay at that point.
Yeah, so I had the unbelievable privilege of meeting Muhammad Ali. I just recently went to the is this okay? Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
To the Humanitarian Awards. I was invited there by the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville, Kentucky. Have a great relationship with them. If anybody ever gets a chance to go to Louisville, Kentucky, I recommend you have to go to the Muhammad Ali Museum. One of the most amazing, brilliant places I've ever been to. And that Make-A-Wish song that you were talking about, we won a contest. For the Louisville Day of Compassion, and they flew us out there to perform for the city of Louisville, and the performance was at the Muhammad Ali Center.
Wow.
And so anytime I'm back there, I go back to the museum and just kind of take it in. And I got this at the museum. It's a huge idol, huge influence, just an amazing man.
What was that experience like? And what was that experience like meeting Muhammad Ali? I mean, he's such a hero around the world.
Well, so in this room, there are just like Jim Brown and Susan Sarandon and Common and all these unbelievable people. And he's not in the greatest health right now.
Right.
You know, and they're all just kind of surrounded. And he made an appearance at this event, you know, as unwell as he was, because of how important it was. You know, so at that time, I was just kind of standing and about where Jim is and about where I am, just watching him and looking at him. And I didn't get a chance to talk with him or shake his hand. I didn't want to bother him. But just seeing him be the center of all the attention and not necessarily maybe feeling his best still at this age, because it was so important to inspire and the Humanitarian Awards, what they were doing and kind of how they pay it forward. It was just amazing. A shout out to my fam at the Muhammad Ali Center as well.
All right. April, we're going to take another short, very short, one-minute musical break. What do we have lined up there of Poet Ali's?
How about Light Up the Darkness? Would
yeah, we
okay?
can perform that into the break.
You want to perform it into the break?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Get them started on that. Let them perform it into the break. Give them about, what do you think, about a minute performance?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then we'll roll into the music after that. Yeah.
Here we go.
I cursed the darkness all night long. It wouldn't go away.
We could talk about what this song is about.
When we come back.
Yeah,
sounds great.
The dark was here to stay.
My God, the darkness.
From the top of the sky rained down what it looked like. A million and one or more souls in the good fight. Yeah, what it feel like. Feel like I'm alive for the first time. Feel my tears turn to triumph and it feel right. Poor, this is real life. Poor, reaching out for we don't curse the dark and shine a real light. Real bright. And I think we just might look into my eyes, catch a glimpse of my soul. In case nobody told you, you're not alone. I had my ups and my downs and my highs and my lows, but I never gave up when the doubt raised up. How many of us know what we really want and go? I will create my own dream, the fear's got to go. No one can do that for me, I'm in control. So no more standing in the middle of the road, froze on which way I really gotta go. No yellow bricks to follow, just a boy with a goal to start a chain reaction that would ripple around the globe. Just tomorrow, my sorrow, I let it go in the past. We don't curse the darkness, we shine the light and laugh.
From the top of the sky, rain down a million and one more souls in the good fight.
I'm alive for the first time, first time.
From the top of the sky, rain down a million and one more souls in the good fight.
In the concrete, that woman in the cold, that boy in the corner that nobody knows. Like that one defining moment, one day the world will see what I know burns inside you and me. Who you wanna be? Need to escape, there's a place we can go. Everything we're against don't exist anymore.
cause it all gets ignored, cause of everything we're for. So no more standing in the middle of the road, frozen on which way I really gotta go. No yellow bricks to follow, just a girl with a goal to start a chain reaction that would rip around the globe. Just tomorrow, my sorrow, I let it go in the past. We don't curse the darkness, we shine the light at last.
From the top of the sky, rain down, what it look like. A million or one, no more souls in the good fight. Yeah, what it feel like. Feel like I'm alive for the first time. Feel my heart. Tears turn to triumph and it feel right. Four, this is real life. Four, reaching out for. We don't curse the dark, we shine a real light. Real bright, and I think we just might.
Light up the darkness.
It seemed that there was just no way the dark could be defeated. We voted and we passed a bill, an anti-darkness law. We chanted at a rally till our vocal cords were raw.
From the top of the sky, rain down, what it looked like. A million or one, no more souls in the good fight.
So alive.
From the top of the sky, rain down. A million and one more souls in the good fight.
The good fight.
We mocked it and we called it names. We created a scandal. Till someone handed me a match and helped me light a candle. Then suddenly the darkness fled. The room just came alive. Don't fight the night. Just shine a light.
You shine a real light, real bright.
And darkness can't survive.
All right, are we running here? You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Reach late, here we go. Everybody ready? You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm Scott Hayes, here with my co-host, rapper Jim Bastian.
That's not rap.
Okay. Hip-hop. Jim. And this is Radio Caravan.
That was Jeff Spicoli. Dude.
I love that show. That movie, rather, yeah.
Yeah.
That was who was the actor who played that, too? That
Sean
was,
Penn.
Sean Penn. That guy's an incredible actor.
Yep.
Isn't he? He does so much.
I still think that's his
hey,
best
we're
role.
In the what's that?
I still think that's his best role.
Probably, it's yeah.
One man's opinion.
Yeah. We're in the studio, of course, with Poet Ali, and we've just been having... I don't even know how to describe it, man. It feels inspired. It feels fun. I've got to believe this is the type of energy you give off at your performances. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I would say maybe a little more turned up than this, but definitely we're in the vein of fun and meaningful.
Well, what do we have to do to turn it up just a little bit more?
I think we got to get Jim just rapping again.
Yep. No, I'm not going to go.
Okay. And hey, we've got about, I don't know how many minutes here. We got about 3 minutes, I guess. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here, and just kind of go with your instincts
here.
If you could go back and talk to your younger self, because you deliver messages to young people, and if you could go back and talk to your younger self, what would you tell yourself?
These questions are spot on. I mean, spot on. The first tour that I did in Bermuda, that was the opening of the tour, and I came up with a few things, and one of them was I would tell my younger self to fail. I would say fail at as many things as you possibly can, because you know there's this notion of failure, and I think what people forget is life sometimes is so much more about finding out what isn't for you or what doesn't work or what's not your path to get to the gold of what is for you, and if you do that, you know, when you're young, you heal better. It's just like breaking a bone, right? You heal better, you brush it off, you hit the next one, and you're ready to roll.
That's great.
Are you on your path? Do you
think so? I mean, I'm here, right? So,
right?
Yeah,
right.
The nomads at Radio Caravan.
What's the goal for you?
I think the goal is to be able to continue to, you know, have that balance of fun and meaningful. You know what I mean? And not... you know, maybe not be too serious where it's always about, you know, because people want to have fun. People need fun. They need to laugh. They need to enjoy. But at the same time, if you can slide in there something relevant that just brings people together, I think that's it.
I will tell you that OCD for me is exceptionally entertaining. And my thing was, whoa, that was cool. But it opens the door for me to hear the depth of the person that you are as well. So I think, you know, the fact that that could be more, you know, frivolous, a little bit more satirical, I think actually opens the door to the substance.
I think
you're
absolutely right. So. Thank you.
You guys are bonding here today, you know. I think it's the alumni of Mission Viejo High School.
Go Diablos.
All right. Diablos.
All right. Why should we embrace each other's differences?
Because ultimately that's you have no choice in this world. I can't remember the writer that said, no man is an island. Anybody remember offhand?
No. We should know that, though.
I wish we had a device where we could keep talking.
Yeah, so basically you have no choice. You have to interact with people. We are sharing this world together. There's no choice. There's no other way around it. And that's it right there. So even if it's a selfish, self-invested interest to embrace each other's differences, we have to because we're here together and life is experienced together.
Where can we find you? Where can we learn about you? Where can the listeners and the viewers go to learn more about Poet Ali?
Everything I have can be found at poetali.com. That's poetali.com. All my social media, please, you know, write to me. If you watch this, you know, let me know what you thought about the interview, the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter, the YouTube. All of that can be accessed through poetali.com. Also, there's an email on there you can write if you're interested in any of the things we talked about. Poetali.com is a place to go. It's all on there.
I got an answer for you. It's the English poet John Donne.
John
Donne. Of course.
Donne.
Yeah. It was John of course something. We should have known that. Hey, we got to leave. This was an incredible show. It was so much fun seeing you perform live in the studio, and I really appreciate you coming down from Long Beach. I know that's a bit of a drive for you.
I was in Rancho Santa Margarita last night.
Oh, okay. Well, then I just
went back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I had to drop off.
What do we want to lead out with music-wise? Do you want to lead out with anything in particular? What do we have left, April?
We got some holidays.
I'll let him look at that there.
We got that Hark the Something?
Yeah, Hark the Bells Have Changed. That's a cool one. Yeah.
All right, we're leading out.
Thank
you,
guys.
Hey, thank you. I'm Scott Hayes. This is Radio Caravan on behalf of myself and Jim Bastian.
Party on. Great weekend. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, you guys.
We're out of here. April.
It's Christmas, you know.
It's finally here.
You got to ask.